The final score was City of Derry 0, Portadown 27. Portadown scoring 4 tries, which gave them 5 points. They added a try bonus point. Disappointing day from Derry's point of view after last week in Bangor, when you know they really were up against a good side, but obviously he shifted a lot of points. Today in the first half, they were in the game quite a bit, but they never really threatened in the back line, apart from David Graham, but there was too many men on him to do anything. Up front, the forwards tried hard. They scrummaged reasonably well. The line-out was a bit of a shambles on both sides because of the driving wind and the wet conditions of the ball. But generally speaking, Portadown very much deserved to win this one. Derry now have a week off, and then they play Ballymena here in the Junior Cup. So hopefully their new coach, Eugene Murnane, who I'm hoping to have a word with after this, will have a wee bit more time with them. But unfortunately, at this moment in time, the loss of 5 or 6 players during the mid-season who went to other clubs, they haven't had players back in to replace them. And unfortunately, at this level, it's pretty cool if you don't have players in the gap. The game started after 8 minutes. It was constant pressure by Portadown, and eventually a passing move saw their hooker Tom May over. And then 26 minutes, Portadown countered from the halfway line. Their fullback, Niall Davidson, who's a super player, he ghosted through to double the score to 10-0. Gribben then kicked a penalty to make it 13-0 at half time. At that stage, Stephen Corr, the experienced Derry number 8, went off with a hamstring problem. So that is another blow in a sense today. Second half, Portadown really could have had 2 or 3 chances in the third quarter, but they didn't take them. But about 65 minutes, there was a loose kick, which they countered very well, and good passing. So their big winger, John McQuitty, over, and fullback Davison converted. So that took it to 20-0, and really the game away from Derry. 10 minutes later, good defence by Portadown, turned over the ball in halfway line, and quick passing saw their number 9 scrum half, David Drew Fleck, ran away in under the post, and their number 9 and Davidson, their fullback, converted. That made it 27-0, and their 4th try and the bonus point. So they will be very happy, having not won either of their first 2 games. So that is a big game to get a 5-pointer here. However, a lot to be done at the moment in the City of Derry team, and as I say, it's just they tried hard, everybody on the team, but unfortunately they Portadown just had that wee bit more ascendancy when it came to breakdowns. So final score here, Chris, at Judges Road, and Championship 1, City of Derry 0, Portadown 27.